Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, always on this program, we get really cool interviews, but this is a really cool idea.
Well, it is. Now, do you know the book range Milk? You know, they're beautiful books. Mm. In fact, I've been given so many different books through, you know, family and all
stunning.
Sort of intimacy, all sorts of different sort of books. And they are curated by a very talented guy by the name of Jeff Blackwell, and he joins us today on the show. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. Well, thank you for saying that.
Now, your next idea, I think, is very, very clever. This week, I came into the Auckland office, and there was a brown box waiting for me. I opened it up, and there was a very personalised, well-designed, gorgeous-looking book. And for you listeners, you can go onto Mind Food's Facebook page, and you can see me holding it. It's absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I saw you holding it.
But, Jeff, tell us about it, because it's a great concept.
Well, it's really in response to, it's a book project, a create your own book project, really, that's founded on the need, I guess, for my company to change with changing times. We've been book publishers for, you know, I've had sort of 25 years as a book publisher, and it's the market is changing dramatically, and people are moving away from books towards computers. And we felt, you know, a bit sad about that as we watched this sort of sign start happening within the book trade, and sort of resolved that we wanted to try and find a way to continue to sort of make the books as objects, you know, books with beautiful paper and fabric binding and so on. And really in response to, you know, slowing sales of our normal books, we thought, why not create a website that would basically allow us to apply all of the sort of skills and lessons we've learned making books over the last couple of decades to a website that would help ordinary people to make extraordinary books online. And there are other companies out there doing that, but we felt that we could bring a dimension to it that, you know, could lead to books that are not just sort of ordinary board and paper, but actually beautiful objects and able to be customized by individuals when they go online in a way that is really satisfying.
Now, the current trend with bookstores closing and big chains, you know, reducing, and, you know, this huge growth in e-books and, you know, everyone running to that sort of side of it, I guess there's always room in the market for the other extreme. And these tailored books, people can really personalise and customise them, can't they?
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that really motivated me was my dad turned 70 and my family and I made him a book. We sort of surprised him with a book where we sort of broke into his house when he was away one time and sort of copied all the family photos and worked kind of collaboratively, all, you know, with all the grandkids, 20 of us, working together, and we made this book that we loved making together. It was kind of amazing how sort of happy and rewarding it was to make it together because, you know, we're a normal family. And then we sort of pulled it together and surprised him with it on the day of his birthday. And it was just one of the most emotional, happy moments of my life, and I think for all of us. And Dad, it just meant so much to him. We all worked on the book together and told him how much we love him. And it was such a rewarding experience. I just sort of thought, God, it'd be amazing if we could actually, you know, I had the benefit of having a studio to help me put it together, but you know, if we could find a way to actually allow people to actually do that themselves. And that's where we started.
Wow. And can you do a print run of X amount of books if it's a family
thing? Absolutely. I mean, it's designed, one of the really special features that we've developed is the ability to collaborate simultaneously, and I think we're the only people that are doing that, where basically you can start a book and invite up to 9 other people to actually come and work on the book with you, to upload images and to leave each other notes while you're working on it. And so we're hoping that that is going to lead to a sort of much richer experience
Hey, listen, Jeff, great to have you on the show today and
nice
well
to
done.
To you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Nice
All
to chat.
Best.
Yeah, good on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, likewise.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.